Well, actually, if you look at the board with John Wilhelm and Don Saltwheatle, we were all in school at the same time, so it wasn't hard. I moved down here. Dr. Wilhelm was a dentist, and Don Saltwheatle had the Yuma Daily Sun. And when this thing came up, I think it was Dr. Wilhelm that got it started. And then it just, I lived down near Somerton, and so they spread out the board where it was going to be. Sam Hades from up at Siloam, and Milt Lewis was out at Welton. And Don and John were both here in town, or in Yuma. And we got the idea. We had a evening chat about it and talked about it, and then it came to fruition. So it's been quite an experience because, I don't know, I look back and on some, we had a great time. It was a great board. It was before the time where you, the open meeting law. So we'd have breakfast down at Johnny Redondo's and really go through what our agenda was going to be and then come out here to the college. This is once there was a building. But when we talked about getting land for the college, we talked to Mo Udall, who was then in Congress, and he was a UA graduate, and we talked about it, and he came up, and the 640 acres came from the Bureau of Land Management, but he arranged the fee, and it was very, very small. So that got us off the ground. I think you've read about the history, I'm sure, and the bond issues that went along. Harold Giss was he was in the state Senate, and a real pusher for us. I think the first bond issue was $1.5 million, somewhere in that area. And it passed overwhelmingly, I think. As you look at the history, why I think we had 3 bond issues in 3 different years, 3 continuous years, and they all passed with great majorities. I think there's one university in the state, I'm prejudiced, from the University of Arizona, because I'm a graduate. I think there's one junior college in the state, and it's Arizona Western College. So I am biased. There's no question about it. I'll admit that. But I think that it's doing the job it was intended to do. I think you've expanded. Of course, I'm from agriculture. And I think that it's in talking to the community, and because I'm now director of the Department of Agriculture for the state, I've come down here often and meet with the producers and so forth, and they all speak highly of it. So I think you've accomplished at least what we thought it should accomplish. And I'm sure the board today, the new people, they're here, and they've probably got other goals, but I don't know what they are.